Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. Remember, we have Ram Goldar, and today we're Sechus Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, the fifth parak Tamid Nishchat. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa. Tamid kodem a Pesach, Pesach kodem a Ketores, Ketores kodemus l'neros. The Tamid comes before the Pesach, which comes before the afternoon Ketores, which comes before the lighting of the menorah. The brisa explains Yuchad Davrish Nemor Bo Be'erav Uben Arba'im L'Davrish Nemor Bo Be'erav El Ben Arba'im Bilvad. Let the thing referring to the Pesach, about which it stated in the evening and in the afternoon, be delayed until after the thing referring to the Tamid, about which it's not stated in the evening, but only in the afternoon, only one expression. So the Gemara has to base on this, the Ketores and Menorah should come before the Pesach, since they only have the expression of Bein Arba'im. And answers based on a braisa that the Menorah is different. As we learn from the Pesach regarding setting up the Menorah, Yaroch Oso Aron Uvanov Me'erav Ad Boker, Aaron and his son shall arrange it from evening until morning, that there should be enough oil that it should burn continuously from evening until morning. And secondly, Enocha Avodah Shekasher Ad Boker El Zo Bilvad. There is no other Avodah which is valid from evening until morning other than this. Hence, the Pesach cannot be offered after the menorah is lit. And since the Torah states that we're to burn the Ketores when the menorah is lit, the Pesach comes before the Ketores as well. The Gemara brings another braisa that states the menorah and Ketores come before the Pesach. Point number two is Tana Braisa, the Tana Kama holds that a Mechusar Kippurim who forgot to bring his Karbanos Erev Pesach may tovel a second time and bring them after the afternoon Tamid so that he may eat the Pesach at night. Even though he immersed himself on the seventh day, mid the Rabban, he must be tovel a second time after bringing his Karbanos in order to eat Kadshim. Rabbi Shmuel Benosh of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says that a Mechusar Kippurim may even do so the rest of the year to eat his kachim at night. Now Rashi explains that he can do so because there's a mitzvah of one to partake of his carbon. Now the Gemara asks how the mitzvah to eat one's carbon, where there's no liability of karis if he does not, unlike the carbon Pesach, can override the mitzvah of completing all the karbanis before the afternoon tamid. So Rina said in the name of Rav Chisna that we're dealing with the case of a chatas ha'ov she'en lo mizbech el dama, a bird chatas of an impoverished mitzorah. The mizbech only gets its blood and none of its body is burned there. Therefore, there's no prohibition to offer it after the Tamid. Rav Papa gives a different answer. And point number three, Rav Kana posed a contradiction. It's written, Lo yalin chelv chagiyed boker, and the fat of my festival offering shall not remain overnight until morning. Now, this implies that it's only until morning that the offering may not remain unburned, but it can remain unburned the entire night. Yet, it's written regarding the morning Tamid, V'hikter aleh chelvei ha-shlamim, he shall burn on it the fats of the shlamim, from which we derive aleh hashlem kol karbanos kulam. On it you should complete all of the karbanos, but not on the afternoon tamid. Rashi explains that this implies that no other sacrifice may be burned after the afternoon tamid. Rav Kahana resolved his own contradiction, Kishini Tosru. The first pasuk refers to where the fats were left over from our karban, whose blood was thrown on the mizbech before that of the tamid. The Zrika makes it as if it was offered before the Tamid, which permits the carbon to be burned afterward. So once again, the three points are number one. It was taught in the Braisa, Tamid kodem a Pesach, Pesach kodem a Ketores, Ketores kodemus l'neros. The Tamid comes before the Pesach, which comes before the afternoon Ketores, which comes before the lighting of the menorah. And the Braisa explains, Yuchad davar shenemar bo be'erav uben arba'im, ladavar shenemar bo be'erav el ben arba'im bilvad. Let the thing referring to the Pesach, about which it stated two things, in the evening and in the afternoon, be delayed until after the thing, referring to the Tamid, about which it's not stated in the evening, but only in the afternoon. So the Gemara asks that based on this, the Ketores and Menorah should precede the Pesach, since they only have the expression of Bein Arba'im, and answers based on a braisa that the Menorah is different. As we learn from the Pasuk regarding setting up the Menorah, Yaroch Oso Aron Uvanov Me'erav Ad Boker, Aron his son shall arrange it from evening until morning, that there should be enough oil, so that it should burn continuously from evening until morning. And secondly, Enocha Avodah Shekasher Ad Boker El Zo Bilvad. There is no other service which is valid from evening until morning other than this. Hence, the Pesach cannot be offered after the menorah is lit. And since the Torah states that we're to burn the Ketores when the menorah is lit, the Pesach precedes the Ketores as well. The Gemara brings another braisa that states the menorah and Ketores do come before the Pesach. Point number two is taught in a braisa that Tana Kama holds that a Mechusar Kippurim who forgot to bring his Karbanos Erev Pesach may tovel a second time and bring them after the afternoon tamid so that he may eat the Pesach at night. Even though he immersed himself on the seventh day, the Rabbani must be tovel a second time after bringing his karbanos in order to eat kadshim. Now Rabbi Yishmael ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says that a Mechusar Kippurim may even do so the rest of the year to eat his kadshim at night. Now Rashi explains that he can do so because there's a mitzvah for one to partake of his carbon. Now the Gemara asks how the mitzvah to eat one's carbon, where there's no liability of karis if he does not, unlike the Karban Pesach, how can that override the mitzvah of completing all the karbanos before the afternoon tamid? So Ravina said in the name of Rav Chista that we're dealing with the case of a chatas ha'ov she'enu mizbeach el doma, a bird chatas of an impoverished mitzara. The mizbeach only gets its blood and none of its body is burned there. Therefore, there's no prohibition to offer it after the tamid. Rav Papa gives a different answer. And point number three, Rav Kana posed a contradiction. It's written, "Lo yalin chel chagiyat boker," and the fat of my festival offering shall not remain overnight until morning. Now this implies that it's only until morning that the offering may not remain unburned, but it can remain unburned the entire night. Yet it's written regarding the morning tamid, "V'hikter aleh chel v'yashlamim," he shall burn on it the fats of the shlamim, from which we derive aleh hashlem kol karbanos kulam. On it you should complete all of the karbanos, but not on the afternoon tamid. Rashi explains that this implies that no other sacrifice may be burned after the afternoon tamid. Rav Kahana resolved his own contradiction, Kishini Tosru. The first pasuk refers to where the fats were left over from our carbon, whose blood was thrown on the mizbech before that of the tamid. The Zrika makes it as if it was offered before the tamid, which permits the carbon to be burned afterward. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun test, and this Siman came to us by way of Eitan Gavron, who suggested a knight, like a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight who was lighting a menorah after the tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor mitzvah running to offer his mechusar kippurim bird. On the bloody from Zrika Mizbeach, where fats of a carbon were being burned. Once again, it's Lamotion. The knight, that must be run Daf Nun test. The knight who was lighting menorah after the tamid was brought, which reminds us that the reason the Pesach comes before the tamid is that there are two expressions of Bein Arbaim and Be'erev with regard to the Pesach, whereas it only says Bein Arbaim with regard to the tamid. Now, if so, the Gemara asks why the menorah and ketores come after the Pesach, since they only have the expression of Bein Arbaim. And the Gemara answers that we learn from the Pasuk, Yaroch Oso, Aron Uvanov, Me'er Bad Boker, Aron and his son shall arrange it from evening until morning, that there should be enough oil so that it should burn continuously from evening until morning. And secondly, Enoch HaVodah Shekashera Ad Boker, El Zobil Vad. There's no other service which is valid from evening until morning other than this. So hence the Pesach cannot be offered after the menorah is lit. And since the Torah states that we are to burn the ketores when the menorah is lit, the Pesach precedes the ketores as well. And the Gemara brings another brisa that states that the menorah and ketores do come before the Pesach. So the knight who was lighting a menorah after the tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor mitzvah running to offer his mechusar kippurim bird. Which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shmuel Benoshel Rabbi Yochim and Broka, a mechusar kippurim who forgot to bring his karbanos before the afternoon tamid may bring them after the tamid even the rest of the year to eat his kachim at night, not just Erev Pesach like the Tana Kama holds. Rashi explains that he can do so because there's a mitzvah for one to partake of his karban. Now the Gemara asks how the mitzvah to eat one's carbon, where there's no liability of karis if he does not eat it, unlike the Pesach, can override the mitzvah of completing all the karbanos before the afternoon tamid. So Ravina said in the name of Chizda that we're dealing with the case of a chatas ha'ov she'enu mizbech el dama, a bird chatas of an impoverished mitzvah, the mizbech only gets its blood, and none of its body is burned there, therefore there's no prohibition to offer it after the tamid. So the knight who was lighting menorah after the tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor mitzvah running to offer his mechusar kippurim bird. On the bloody from Zvika Mizbeach, where fats of a carbon were being burned. Which reminds us that Rav Kahana posed a contradiction. It's written, "Lo yalin chel v'chagir boker," and the fat of my festival offering shall not remain overnight until morning, which implies that it's only until morning that the offering may not remain unburned, but it can remain unburned the entire night. Yet it's written regarding the morning tamid, "V'hikter aleh chel v'yashlamim," he shall burn on it the fats of the shlamim, from which we derive aleh hashlem kol karbanos kulan. On it you shall complete all the karbanos, but not on the afternoon tamid. Rashi explains that this implies that no other sacrifice may be burned after the afternoon tamid. So Rav Kahana resolved his own contradiction. He said the first pasuk refers to where the fats were left over from a karban whose blood was thrown on the mizbech before that of the tamid. The Zrika makes it as if it was offered before the tamid, which permits the karban to be burned afterward. So once again, the knight who was lighting a menorah after the tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor mitzvah running to offer his mechusar kippurim bird. On the bloody from Zvika Mizbeach, where fats of a carbon were being burned. All right, now it's time for a four blot back Chazara. Daf Nun Hei, so the symbol for Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The speed limit sign holder, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Hei. The speed limit sign holder who had like a Talmud Chacham and didn't work on Tisha B'Av, which reminds us that the Gemara pointed out a seeming contradiction. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held that everyone can accustom themselves like a Talmud Chacham and not work on Tisha B'Av, even in a place where people do go to work, whereas in Brachas he said that a chassan should not recite Kriya Shema on the first time of his wedding because it appears haughty, as if he's a Talmud Chacham. And the Rabban held the reverse in both cases. The chassan can say Kriya Shema, but in a place where people do work on Tisha B'Av, everybody should not accustom themselves like a Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Yochanan said the opinion should be reversed. Rav Shishi Bar Idi said that they should not, and answered the contradiction, that the Rabban hold that since everyone else is working on Tisha B'Av, it appears haughty not to, whereas since everybody else is saying Shema, the chassan doesn't stand out. Rabban Shem Gamliel holds that the chassan appears haughty because we know that he cannot have the proper kavana on his wedding night, whereas people will attribute a person not working on Tisha B'Av as someone merely sitting idle due to lack of work. So the speed limit sign holder, who acted like a Talmud Chacham and didn't work on Tisha B'Av, or at night on the 14th of Nisan in the Galil, which reminds us that in the Galil, where the minhag was not to work at all Erev Pesach, there's a Malchus Beis Shammai and Hillel whether they do Malacha at night. Beis Shammai forbids working at night for Anyanta, the prohibition of doing Malacha begins at night. Beis Hillel permits working at night, for he likens the 14th to a fast day where the eating is forbidden only from the start of the day. So the speed limit sign holder who acted like a Talmud Chacham and didn't work on Tisha B'Av, or at night on the 14th of Nisan in the Galil, was upset when he was told that he wasn't allowed to work Erev Pesach like his friend the shoemaker could. Which reminds the Chachamim say three types of craftsmen are permitted to work until Chatzos Erev Pesach: tailors, barbers, and launderers. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says afritzanim, also shoemakers. Now the Chachamim permit the first three because there's a kula where their malach is permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed in certain circumstances. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that shoemakers can manufacture shoes since shoes can be repaired for the Oyer Regalim on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Yossi holds a meeting tchilas malach mesof malach. We may derive the commencement of a malach, in this case, the manufacturing of shoes, from the completion of the malach, referring to the repairs. The leniency of repair can be extended to include all facets of shoe repair on the 14th. The Chami do not extend the leniency of repairing to manufacturing. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is the shusher in shul going nu-nu. So here goes. When the shulgoers gasp in shock when the shusher and shul, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Vav. When the shulgoers gasp in shock when the shusher and shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuvah. Which reminds us that the three things Hizkiel Melech did that the Rabbanan agreed with was that he dragged the bones of his father Achaz to the grave on a bier of ropes, he crushed the Nachash and the Choshes, he crushed the copper serpent that Moshe made, which explains that people started attributing healing powers to the image itself and began worshipping it, and was gone to Sefer Refuah as he hid the Book of Remedies, which contained directions for curing all illnesses. Hizkiyahu saw that people were being healed so quickly and effortlessly that illness failed to promote in them a feeling of contrition and humility, which illness should engender. So when the shulgoers gasped in shock when the shusher and shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuvah and whisper Baruch Shem instead. Which reminds us that Rabban had a question whether to include Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Solom Ve'ed in Kriya Shema. On one hand, Moshe didn't state in the Torah, but on the other hand, Yaakov Vinu said it. So they enacted that it should be said quietly in a whisper, and the Gemara brings the analogy of this, of the Basmela craving the stew. So when the shulgoers gasp in shock when the shusher and shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuvah and whisper Baruch Shem instead, and stop using the branches of Hektish for personal use. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the practices of Anshe Yericho, three of which the Rabbanim protested and three of which they did not. One that the Rabbanim did protest was their use of Gamziel Shel Hektish, the branches of the trees that belong to Hektish. The people of Yericho held, like the one who said, Ein Me'il B'Giduan, growth that results after the consecration of the trunks are not subject to Me'ila, while the Rabbanim hold that while there is no Me'ila, the growths are forbidden by the Rabbanim. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use Pinocchio's nose. So here goes. When people start to strong-arm their way in to buy the latest Pinocchio puppets, that must be more in Daf Nun Zayin. When people start to strong-arm their way in to buy the latest Pinocchio puppets dressed in rawhide outfits, which reminds us that when nothing can be done to stop the strong-arm Kohanim from taking the hides of the offerings, the Kohanim collectively rose and were makdish the hides to Shemaim. It didn't take long until they covered the entire Heichol with gold plates, and on a regal, they would peel off the plates and place them on a stairway of the Har Bais so the Oy Ragaim would see that their workmanship was exquisite and there were no flaws. So when people start to strong-arm their way in to buy the latest Pinocchio puppets dressed in rawhide outfits, four alarms went off in the factory courtyard, telling customers to depart, which reminds us that Arbat Tzfachot Tzavcha Azara, the Azara cried out four cries, which is understood to mean that a baskel was heard in the temple courtyard. One, to have Bnei Eli depart. Two, to tell Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai to depart for wearing silk gloves while doing the avoda. Three, to tell Yishmael ben Piachia, Talmud of Pinchas, to enter and serve as the Kohen Gadol. And four, to tell Yochanan ben Nerbai, Talmud of Pinchai, that he may enter and fill his stomach with Kadshei Shemayim. So when people start to strong-arm their way in to buy the latest Pinocchio puppets dressed in rawhide outfits, four alarms went off in the factory courtyard telling customers to depart, and the puppet hands suddenly fell off. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates to the heavenly retribution Yisachar Ishkvar Parkai received for wearing the gloves during the Avoda. He gestured dismissively to a king with his hand while resolving a dispute the king was having with the queen regarding which is better, kid meat or lamb meat, and his hands were subsequently severed. He had said that if a kid was better, let it be offered as a tamid. It was evident that he didn't know Mishnayos or Chumash, because he didn't know that lambs and goats are treated equally when it comes to the karbanos. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier era of Pesach by an hour or two. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the fifth parak states that the afternoon tamid is shechted at 8.5 hours into the day and is burned on the mizbeach at 9.5 hours. On erev Pesach, it's shechted at 7.5 hours and offered at 8.5 hours, whether it falls on a weekday or a Shabbos. Rashi explains that since the Pesach must be brought after the tamid is brought earlier to allow for many psakim to be brought before Shkia, and if erev Pesach falls on a Friday, the tamid is shechted at 6.5 hours and is offered at 7.5 hours. So Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier era of Pesach by an hour or two, with Shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source of the tamid is brought at 8.5 hours, and Rav has said midiraisa, the mitzvah of the shech the tamid begins when the afternoon shadows begin to lengthen, which would be 6.5 hours, based on the pasuk bein abayim in the afternoon, implying from the time the sun begins to set. Now during the year when nedarim and nedavos are brought, which must be offered after the tamid shel shachar, and before the tamid shel ben abayim, we delay the tamid 2 hours and perform it at 8.5 hours. During the year when nedarim and nedavos are brought, which must be offered after the tamid shel shachar, and before the tamid shel ben abayim, we delay the tamid 2 hours and perform it at 8.5 hours. So Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier era of Pesach by an hour or two, with Shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen, and no meals were ever sold until the first breakfast offering was served. Which reminds us that we learned that nothing should precede the tamid shel shachar from the pasuk Va'arach aleha ola. He shall arrange the ola upon, referring to placing the ola upon the kindled wood on the mizbech. Rava says ha'ola ola rishona. The ola implies the first ola mentioned. We also learned that nothing should be offered after the tamid shel ben abayim from the pasuk v'hikter aleha chalvei ha'shlamim. The Torah teaches that he shall burn on it the fats of the shlamim. Now the Gemara asks how this is implied from the pasuk, and Abai said aleha shlamim. The shlamim should be brought after the tamid shel shachar, while chaver to shlamim, but shlamim should not be brought after its counterpart, referring to the tamid shel ben abayim. Rava objected, saying that perhaps only shlamim cannot be brought after the tamid shel ben abayim, but olos could be brought. So instead, Rav explained, Hashlamim aleh hashlem, kol karbanos kulan. The shlamim on it, referring to the tamid shel ben abayim, complete hashlem, all of the offerings. So once again, Noach Goldberg moved up the feeding times at the zoo earlier of Pesach by an hour or two, with Shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen, and no meals were ever sold until the first breakfast offering was served. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Nun Dalet. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles. So here goes. The famed pasta chef made the bracha on the flame that was lit over Yom Kippur, and then used it to cook a pot of noodles with 7 hidden ingredients for the famished pregnant and nursing woman who said Ne'ilah felt like it lasted longer than Tisha B'Av and a Tina Sibur. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erev. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss which craftsmen are permitted to commence their work Erev Pesach? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 2, which stuff do you know that the Kohanim decided to makdish the hides of the Karbanos because they couldn't stop the strong-armed Kohanim from taking them? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 3, which stuff do you know 7 things that are concealed from a person, such as the Yom HaMisa, Yom HaNechama, and other people's thoughts? That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number 4, which stuff do you know that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha holds that a Mechusa Kippurim can bring his offering after the Tamid has been brought if he had forgotten to bring it, not just Erev Pesach, but the entire year? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 5, which stuff do you know why the Anshe Yericho permitted cutting down the branches of a tree of Hektish and why the Rabbanim protested? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 6, which stuff do you know the reason the menorah comes after the Pesach is that it's the only avoda from evening until morning? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 7, Which of the three things Chizkiyahu HaMelech did that the Rabbanan agreed with, including hiding the Sefer Refuos, that's on Duff? Nunvav. Good number 8. Which stuff we have a Mishnah listing the times the Karban Talmid is shechted on a regular day, Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach that falls on Erev Shabbos. That's on Duff. Nunches. Good number 9. Which stuff do we learn that one makes a Borei Marei Esh, Motzi Yom Kippur, on a flame that had already been lit before? That's on Duff. Nundal. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn the sources that nothing should be brought before the Talmid Shal Shachar and after the Talmid Shal Ben Abayim? That's on Duff. Nunches. Great. Now the three bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we have a question whether David was Makabal Lashon Hara Mifi Voshes? That's on Duff. Nun Vav and Shabbos. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn the Makoros for the Brachas and Birchas of Mazon? That's on Duff. Memches and Brachas. Good. And number 3. Which stuff do we learn that the source for the measuring rope is 50 Amos? That's on Duff. Nun Ches and Erevin. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.